With 2 weeks to go before Election Day, candidates across our region have been gathering for debates. But it isn't always easy to get them scheduled. After much back and forth, Governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican challenger Mark Molinaro agreed to participate in what looks to be their only showdown before next month's election, the Democrats' first debate as governor one-on-one with a general election opponent with no minor party candidates present. The agreement came after the New York Post put a photoshopped Cuomo in a chicken suit on its cover, which may have nudged the governor to greenlight a Saturday morning radio debate, which Molinaro quickly refused, asking instead for a televised meetup. Cuomo agreed, and the two met Tuesday on tape delay at WCBS in New York City.
The idea that you will not debate is un-American.
WAMC political observer Dr. Alan Shartok.
I think there's something to be said for all those great people who say, even if I'm behind, I'm going to debate because it's the right thing to do. But Andrew Cuomo plays by a different set of rules, and he didn't want to do it. Now he comes in at the end and he says, okay, takes a look at the polls, people don't like it. He says, okay, I'll debate. So he'll debate, so what?
For Molinaro, it's an opportunity to be heard by voters who may not be familiar with him.
It's also an opportunity to hold the governor accountable.
Meantime, a debate between U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and her GOP opponent, Shell Farley, was off, then back on, in a new venue at a new time. Citing a labor dispute involving Spectrum TV stations that were set to air it, Gillibrand backed away from a Sunday afternoon confrontation at Skidmore College. Here's Farley.
Senator Gillibrand's decision to cancel our statewide debate at the last minute, a debate on a network she chose, and scheduled to accommodate her campaign for president, is a disgrace and a disservice to the millions of upstate voters who have yet to make a decision about this election. Upstate voters for too long have been taken for granted. They deserve a debate, and I have called on Senator Gillibrand to agree to one before Election Day.
Glenn Kaplan is Gillibrand's campaign spokesperson.
Senator Gillibrand believes deeply that an open public debate is essential to democracy. We are pleased WABC-TV, the nation's most watched local station, agreed on Saturday afternoon to host a U.S. Senate statewide debate this coming Thursday for the weekly flagship political show called Up Close with Bill Ritter. We are also pleased the debate will be provided to all of ABC's local statewide affiliates, in addition to being live streamed for anyone to see on WABC-TV's market-leading social media platforms. With this debate, we will be able to both stand in solidarity with the 1,800 members of IBEW who went on strike for fair pay and benefits, and provide New Yorkers with the opportunity they deserve to hear from both candidates. We look forward to the debate.
Skidmore officials responded to a request for comment on the cancellation via email. We were looking forward to hosting the debate as we have done before. When plans changed, we notified members of the Skidmore community and proceeded with other activities as scheduled. The 30-minute Gillibrand-Farley debate is set for 1:30 p.m. Thursday. It will be live-streamed on abc7ny.com, the WABC Eyewitness News app, and Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, with the WABC-TV broadcast Sunday at 11 a.m. WABC has offered the debate to other ABC affiliates throughout New York State. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.